Welcome to episode 143 of the European Uppercut podcast on the brand new Trending Topics Network, a podcast that talks about professional wrestling. Apologies for the lack of episodes lately, but sadly, that's life at the moment. There's not a lot we can do about it. And just to let you know, I'm trying out a new mic this week, see how this goes. So we'll see how it plays into the audio of things, and let me know your thoughts if it sounds any better than my normal audio or not, as the case may be. Do let me know. You can contact me on Twitter at LivingLegend148 or contact the show on Twitter at the EU Pod. Or, of course, you can email us using the usual email address, EuroUppercut@gmail.com. Now, as it stands, this show, we've got no emails, so we're just going to go straight into this.
It's time for the Nutso Knockout News!
Hello and welcome to the Not-So-Knockout News, the New Zealand edition. Dolph Ziggler has been off WWE TV and pay-per-views of late, simply because the company has nothing for him creatively. Brian Alvarez noted on Wrestling Observer Live that Ziggler will likely be repackaged soon. No word yet on what the repackage could involve or when it might happen.
Gross.
WWE has a poll asking fans which superstar they would like to see make a cameo on HBO's hit show Game of Thrones. As of this recording, the two highest polling superstars were 26% voted for Braun Strowman, whilst Roman Reigns polled 13%.
When my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut!
Triple H took to Twitter on Thursday to celebrate 20 years of the D-Generation X group. WWE also did a photo shoot with superstars paying tribute to DX, and a series of programming on the WWE Network will also celebrate the 20 years of DX.
Let's get ready to sucker!
Melinda Morris Zanoni of Legacy Talent and Entertainment, manager to WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair, took to social media and asked for prayers for the Nature Boy on Sunday night after he was hospitalised earlier in the weekend. 68-year-old Flair was admitted into intensive care on Saturday morning for heart-related issues. In a follow-up to the story, F4WOnline.com reported that Flair was dealing with a heart issue and one other unknown injury. It was also reported that Flair had been scheduled for surgery this week, but there's no word yet if today's operation was the same procedure that was previously scheduled. Flair was put into a medically induced coma earlier in the day and prepped for surgery. For what it's worth, WWE Hall of Famer Mean Gene Okerlund noted on Facebook that Flair was having colon surgery today. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Ric Flair and his family at this time.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
And celebrating birthdays this week, Big Cass turns 31.
How you doing?
Kofi Kingston is 36.
How you doing?
While the immortal Hulk Hogan is 64.
How you doing?
And that'll do it for this week's Not So Knockout News.
Happy birthday to all three gents, Big Cass, Hulk Hogan, and of course Kofi Kingston. I knew about Kofi Kingston because he shares a birthday with me. But let's go into the other stories covered by GBL there and give a few thoughts. Ziggler being off TV, we have kind of noticed his absence of late, and sometimes it's better to have a little bit of quiet time for a superstar while they rework out what they're going to do with them rather than force them on TV in a kind of weak role where he's just getting beat all the time or just looking really ineffective. So we'll be quite happy to see a repackaged, really motivated Dolph Ziggler return to our screens sometime soon. On to Game of Thrones cameos. Do you know, I don't get the whole Roman Reigns, one minute people like him, other people hate him. And going to this story specifically, I don't really see why it mattered whether it was Roman Reigns in a Game of Thrones role, because I suppose it's acting, it's character work, it's not thinking about the person that we see on WWE TV. So I can see why he'd be in the top two. Strowman, though, I think he could create a huge character around him. It'd be really interesting. I can certainly see that working. But for me, can you imagine what they could do with a Samoa Joe? Can you imagine what kind of badass warrior? Let's go for a warrior in this case. What kind of badass warrior Samoa Joe could be in the Game of Thrones world? Certainly would interest me. But that's my thoughts on that one. Going to move on to 20 years of DX. Can you really believe 20 years since Triple H and Shawn Michaels got together? Oh my lord, takes us all back, doesn't it? And well, some very good memories over the years as well, especially when they started changing things up. Shawn Michaels left and X-Pac came in China and all the rest of it. The whole Rick Rude scenario. Oh, so many memories. But yeah, 20 years. Wow, I'm looking forward to kind of reminiscing on some of that on the network. I'm going to go to Ric Flair. Obviously, our thoughts are very much with the Nature Boy at this stage. Colon surgery is not something to be messed with, it's not something to be joked about. It's very serious, and we really do wish him the very best and hope he comes out of this in good fettle afterwards. Personally, I'm going through a bit of a thing here myself. My dad's currently in hospital, allegedly, hopefully getting out later today. He's been battling on through prostate cancer. And I haven't really talked about this publicly, but I'm doing so now. He's been quite optimistic, quite upbeat. It is one of the more curable cancers, as they say. So he's been in to have his prostate removed. Fortunately for him and his case, the cancer hasn't spread anywhere. It is literally just in the prostate. So hopefully with that being removed, he'll be all well and good coming out the back of it. So he had his surgery yesterday and getting out of hospital today, apparently, which I feel is awful rushed, but what can you do? The professionals allegedly know what they're doing, so we're going to have to rely on that. Put a bit of perspective on this. Sorry, my dad's 2 years younger than Ric Flair, and to me, that is quite a severe surgery what he has. So to have colon surgery at Ric's age, it's certainly something they will be keeping a very close eye on, and fingers crossed no infections getting involved and he actually gets out of hospital safe and sound. Fingers crossed, Rick, we are with you.
This is the Beast of Belfast, Big Demo, and you're listening to the European Uppercut Podcast.
Right, so we're going to move on from the news and we're going to start looking forward to the weekend ahead. We've got two big events in the WWE schedule. And let's start with Saturday night with NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 3. We've got five matches on the card, and I've been chatting to a couple of guys who've got some of the picks in front of me here. So let's quickly run through the card, see the picks I've got in front of me, and we'll give some feedback on what I think of these as we go through. So first of all, we've got Johnny Gargano versus Andrade Almas with Zelina Vega at his side. And this is obviously the first big match for Johnny since he split with Tommaso Ciampa. Looking forward to seeing Johnny back in action. Let's have a look at the sheet now. At the moment, as it stands, I've only got picks for myself, GBL and Kai. And all three of us are all backing Johnny Gargano all the way. And we're all putting bets on. Kai's got a plus five in there. And both GBL and myself are putting on a plus two. Next match, we've got Aleister Black versus Hideo Itami. Obviously, seeing a lot more of kind of shades of grey coming out of Hideo Itami as of late. We should see how he fares up against the very popular Aleister Black. Looking at the sheet, we have a split of opinion on this one. Both myself and GBL putting a plus five on Aleister Black. But Kai going for Hideo Itami. So quite interested in this one. I think this could be a really interesting match as well. Could be the one that really shines overall on the card. Johnny Gargano and Andrade Almas as well will be a great match. So the two could be very interesting in terms of the in-ring action. Let's go to the next one up. We've got the Offers of Pain versus Sanity. Now, in terms of the characterization, the storytelling in a match, this one could be very interesting because Sanity love telling a story in the ring. So let's have a look at who we've got on this one. Sanity across the board, GBL with a plus one, and myself with a plus three on Sanity. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how the Offers of Pain respond to Sanity and ring in this match. I think it's going to be particularly interesting to see the storytelling, as I mentioned before, in this match. Taking into account that the NXT Tag Team Championships are on the line, be interesting to see whether they do pass those titles over to Sanity. And those belts would look pretty cool in the hands of Sanity, in my mind. Obviously, I've got a lot of love for Killian Dane, especially his history here in Scotland. But the way that the whole group are working together are very interesting for me. I love Nikki Cross in this role. She's really gelling very well for me. But anyway, let's move on from that and get on to the next match on the card. And the ladies are coming into action. We've got Asuka defending her championship against Ember Moon, the undefeated Asuka, who's held that title for such a long time. I think this is going to be a really interesting match. I think the Ember Moon persona is really one that's really standing out very well and from the crowd in the NXT women's roster at the moment. Asuka has certainly had a very, very good run and looks fantastic in that role. Her darker side that's been there for the last few months has certainly really been very outstanding. And, well, do I think Ember's going to take the title from Asuka? Yes, I do. And apparently so does Kai and so does GBL. I think Asuka's had a long enough run, so for Ember to take it, it's certainly no slight on Asuka. And it certainly will help build Ember Moon in terms of her position in NXT. How long till Asuka gets the call up? Well, it's SummerSlam time, so I don't think very long at all. Does she go to Raw? Does she go to SmackDown? Well, my money's on SmackDown. But who's to say? Let's go to the main event. Bobby Roode defends his NXT Championship against Drew McIntyre, Scotland's very own Drew McIntyre. And let's have a look at the sheet, actually, then I'll give my opinion. Everybody's saying Bobby Roode. Obviously, the glorious one is in, very much in favour. Nobody wants to see him lose that title anytime soon. Both Kai and myself put in a plus five on him retaining that title. Drew McIntyre, oh, well, he's come back. I think, personally, he's here to do a little bit of roster rub, put other folk over, and make them shine as best as he possibly can. And I think he can do that for Bobby Roode. However, does Bobby Roode get a call-up sometime soon? Does it mean he has to lose the title even if he does? It's hard to say if he's going to get that move to Raw or SmackDown. And, well, I think, personally, I think he's still got a bit more time he could do in NXT before we have to worry in terms of his position. So that's NXT TakeOver. As I said before, quite interested to see how Aleister Black and Hideo Itami comes off. I think that could be the one that steals the show, but then, as I say, Johnny Gargano and Andrade Almas could certainly put on a good show as well. So many good matches potentially coming out of this in Brooklyn, so I'll be very, very happy to give my opinion on that after the fact.
This is Europe's number one professional wrestler, Gredo. It's yourself. Look, if you're down, if you feel like shit, I'm telling you, what you need to do is listen to the European Uppercut Podcast. That's right, the European Uppercut Podcast. I'll say it three times, the European Uppercut Podcast. It's the best podcast in the world, apart from The Art of Wrestling, Stone Cold's, JR's, Chris Jericho's, but it's definitely better than Bauer and Pollock.
Let's go on to SummerSlam. And just, I've not talked about this, but it's very interesting to see former X Factor winner James Arthur being used on the WWE pay-per-view soundtrack. Let's get into the card now. We've got 12 matches on this card. It's a 4-hour event, plus we've got a 2-hour kickoff. It's going to be a long night. But let's have a look at what we've got. Let's start with the Tag Team Championships on the line. Cesaro and Sheamus defend against Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. Now, Dean Ambrose and Rollins obviously just getting together on Raw this week. It's been building for a few weeks, and the crowd very much behind the two of them getting together. So, to me, it's a bit of a no-brainer. And the momentum the two could have with those titles could be very, very good to watch. So I'm back in Rowan and Ambrose, as is GBL. I've not had Kai's pick for this one, but hopefully we'll get that soon. And both GBL and I putting on a plus five. Still got lots of picks to get in, as I mentioned before, for these events. But hopefully Team E can rise and shine and catch up a little bit on teamwork. We're flagging, guys. We're flagging. We've got some catching up to do. Right, next match, we've got John Cena versus Baron Corbin. Now, we saw what happened on SmackDown this week. Baron Corbin comes down while Cena's almost got the champion Jinder Mahal beat. He comes down, takes out Cena with the briefcase. Don't forget, I'm allowed to call it a briefcase, I've got to call it a contract. Whatever, I'm not WWE contracted, so I can decide to see what I like. So Baron Corbin then attacks, obviously, our champion Jinder Mahal. He's going to cash in, attacks Jinder Mahal. Cena gets involved. Uh-oh! Mahal gets the pin. Baron Corbin loses his Money in the Bank contract. So back to the drawing board for old Baron Corbin. And so he's facing Cena. Who's going to win this one? Well, GBL's saying Cena, and he's got a +2 in it. But I'm going to go with Corbin because I think he's going to be particularly fueled. And John Cena loses nothing if he loses this match. Not the end of the world for him. Right, let's go to Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt and the Battle of the Demons, so to speak. And we know Finn Balor is bringing back the Demon. About time. So many people have been waiting for this for such a long time since his return from injury. Both GBL and I saying Finn Balor. Still haven't got Kai's picks for this one either. But we're both putting a +5 on Finn Balor. Big Show versus Big Cass. Well, we know that Big Show is heading towards the end of his career, so it has to be a win for Big Cass. And both GBL and I saying the exact same on this. But let's face it, let's having Enzo in that little cage is going to be a bit of a distraction. But does it come round and bite Big Show in the ass rather than Big Cass? That's pretty much the way I see it, and hence why I think Big Cass is going to win. So let's move on to the Tag Team Championships for SmackDown. The New Day, Big E and Xavier Woods defend against the Usos. And very rarely we get to know in advance, as they pointed out on SmackDown, who is going to represent the New Day. So does that favour the Usos? Well, let's have a look at the picks and we'll see what we think about that. Well, I got New Day for the win. So does Kai, so does GBL, and Kai's put a +5 on it. And to say that the way they've set this up is to favour the Usos makes me think more likely that it's going to be the New Day. But hey-ho. Let's move on to Randy Orton and Rusev. Across the board, we're all saying Orton on this one. I can't see what gains either one, to be honest. But that said, I think it could be quite an interesting match for Orton. I think the psychology in this one will be a bit different from what we've seen in his last few matches. So that'll certainly make it a bit more. Do you know what? I'm saying that. But to be honest, I'm not that big a Randy Orton fan. So my heart wants Rusev to win, but my head thinks Orton's going to get it. AJ Styles defends his US Championship against Kevin Owens. So let's have a look what's going on in the sheet. We've got GBL saying Kevin Owens is going to take that title, whereas Kai and I think Styles is going to retain. Don't forget we've got Shane in the mix as the referee in that match. Kai putting +5 on Styles. The fact that Shane's been taken out by both guys over the last couple of weeks in SmackDown certainly plays into things. Can Shane McMahon remain neutral? Yet to be seen, but personally I think he will play straight down the middle. But I think Styles is going to retain, and I think that's just going to fuel Kevin Owens even more. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Right, let's move on to the Cruiserweight Championship. Akira Tozawa defending his newly won title against Neville, the King of the Cruiserweights. And well, personally, I'm backing Akira Tozawa all the way. I think a wee break from the title for Neville's fine. I don't think there's any issue with that. But I think seeing Akira Tozawa with the title is fantastic. He certainly looked like he was delighted to win that title this week on Raw, I should say. But yeah, no reason that Neville needs to win this back at this stage. Let's have a look at the picks. Both myself and GBL saying Tozawa. Kai going for Neville. Fair enough. You've got it wrong, Kai. I've got a feeling. Right, okay, let's go on to the WWE Championship. Jinder Mahal defends against Shinsuke Nakamura. Can Nakamura get his first WWE Championship? Well, let's have a look at the sheet, and all three of us are back in Shinsuke Nakamura. He certainly was coming over very confident on SmackDown, and whether that's affected our picks or not, who's to say? But I think that Shinsuke Nakamura looks great, and to pass the title from India to Japan is certainly going to be an interesting one. But both markets are very important to WWE, so Shinsuke Nakamura holding that title would be very good for the Japanese audience. And the fact that SummerSlam is being broadcast live in China for the very first time, does China favour a Japanese WWE champion? That's a good question. Anyway, let's move on to the Women's Championship for Raw. I've got Alexa Bliss defending against the boss, Sasha Banks. Looking at the picks, GBL has not given me his pick on this one yet, so I'll chase that up with him. But Kai backing Banks, and I'm putting my money on Bliss. Personally, I don't see any benefit of Sasha holding that title at the moment. I think Alexa Bliss with that title is just really working very well. And the way that she's carrying herself with it, it just really makes sense that she should hold that going on probably till at least Survivor Series. I think that's where I would probably let her lose that title. But for now, I think she should hold on to it for a bit longer. And speaking of women's championships, let's go to the SmackDown women's title. Naomi defends against Natalya, the seasoned veteran. Both myself and GBL are backing Natalya. And I think it'd be great to see Natalya getting a title shot this far into her career. Although Kai's got Naomi for the win. I'm putting a plus two that Carmella teases a cash in. She'll come down, but she'll back out of it. Whereas GBL's putting a plus one on Carmella actually cashing in. Now, the reason I'm saying I don't think that's going to happen is simply because we just saw the cash in of Baron Corbin on SmackDown. I just think it's too close. But then they could use that to their advantage to make it more of a surprise. But I don't see it happening anytime soon. I think Carmella's going to hold on to that a bit longer. And I think when she does cash in, it's going to be successful. Let's get on to the Raw main event of the evening. And this is going to be the hardest hitting, most brutal match on the card. As JR would say, this is going to be a slobber knocker. We've got Brock Lesnar defending the championship, the Universal Championship, against Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe, and Braun Strowman. Well, do I see Brock retaining? He and Heyman are threatening to leave WWE if he loses, and there has been rumours of him going back for another fight in UFC, so you know the possibilities are there. GBL's going for Brock Lesnar, so he thinks he's hanging around. Kai's going for Samoa Joe, so he thinks Lesnar's saying bye bye. I'm also going for Samoa Joe, and I'm putting a plus one on it. So is it bye bye Brock Lesnar? We'll find out Sunday night. Well, I'll find out Monday by the time I watch it, but you get what I mean. But that's SummerSlam. I think it's going to be a hell of a card, a great show overall. Looking forward to seeing what comes off of it. And I wonder if there's going to be any surprises in there. But just to say that I'm also looking forward to the Mae Young Classic coming up at the end of the month. I'm a couple of weeks away now, so that's going to be very good. But after SummerSlam, we're going to get the bracketology. So we're going to get to see a bit more insight into the talents for the Mae Young Classic, including Scottish favourites Kay Lee Ray and Piper Niven, as she's now known formerly Viper. So that's going to be great. Looking forward to that.
This is the Honky Tonk Man, the greatest WWE Intercontinental Champion of all time, and you're listening to the European Uppercut on the Trending Topics Network.
I'm just a honky tonk man. I'm cool. I'm cocky. I'm ba 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 ba.
Ah, the Honky Tonk Man. It was only about a year ago that I spoke to him, and what a great man he was. Anyway, let's have a chat about something I don't chat about very often. Certainly not in this show, let's put it that way. Ring of Honor. And I'm talking about Ring of Honor because they're coming to the UK this weekend. Three big events in London, Liverpool, and right here on my doorstep in Edinburgh. Oh, I wish I was going. Ring of Honor, if you're listening, I've been trying to ask you on Twitter, add me to the guest list. Come on, invite me along. I'll cover the show. And I would love to give my opinion on it. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be an absolutely amazing show. Looking at the lineups of the three shows, actually, I think all three are going to be brilliant. And let's do a quick rundown of what we've got. So starting off in London, we've got Los Ingobernables de Japón. We've got Naito, we've got Takahashi, we've got the Never Open Six Men Champions, Bushi, Evil and Sanada, all facing against the Bullet Club, represented by the American Nightmare Cody, the ROH World Tag Team Champions Young Bucks, the villain Marty Scurll, and Adam Page. So that alone, I think, would be a great match. We've got the ROH World Television Championship up for grabs. We've got Kushida defending against Titan. And if they've got the World Six-Man Tag Team Championships on the go, we've got Dalton Castle and the boys defending against Mystico Delirious and the legendary Jushin Thunder Liger. We also have a four-corner survival match. Bully Ray versus Jay Lethal versus Silas Young versus Shaw Samuels. We've got The Addiction, the almighty Christopher Danielson, heavy metal rebel Frankie Kazarian, versus Ultimate Guerrero and Rey Bucanero. Jay Briscoe faces off against Kenny King, and Mark Briscoe versus Ryan Smile. Let's look at the card for Liverpool. And I'm going to go with the British Cruiserweight Champion Josh Bodden versus Jay Lethal to open that. We've got Ultimate Guerrero and Rey Bucanero versus Mystico and Titan. Bully Ray and the Briscoes versus Los Ingobernables de Japón, Bushi, Evil and NATO. And we've got the ROH World Television Championship up for grabs again as Kushida faces off against Takahashi versus Marty Scurll versus Dalton Castle. And of course, we've got the World Tag Team Championships up for grabs. The Young Bucks versus The Addiction. That, I think, is going to be an interesting matchup. Lucky Liverpool getting that. And we've got the ROH World Championship up for grabs. World Champion, the American Nightmare, Cody versus Sanada. Personally, I think that's going to be a retain for Cody, but you never know. It could all change. Let's come to the Edinburgh event taking place 5 minutes down the road from me at Edinburgh's Corn Exchange, where I happen to have seen Mr. Jay Lethal before when he faced off against Joe Coffey. And let's have a look what we've got. We've got Bully Ray versus Never Openweight Six-Man Tag Team Champion Evil. We've got Ultimate Guerrero and Rey Bucanero versus the Briscoes. We've got an Edinburgh street fight. I don't think we've ever had one of those before. We've got Jay Lethal versus pro wrestling's last real man, Silas Young. We have the ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Championships up for grabs. Champions Dalton Castle and the Boys versus the Bullet Club, represented by the Young Bucks and Adam Page. The Young Bucks being ROH World Tag Team Champions. And then, of course, for the main event, we've got The Addiction, Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian versus Cody and Marty Scurll. And I think that is going to be an almighty main event. I want to be there so badly. Can somebody make it happen? Please. So Ring of Honor, if you're listening, give me a shout. Catch me on Twitter, at LivingLegend148. I'd love to hear from you. Anyway, so that's what's going on with them. I'm going to do a quick mention as well to Discovery Wrestling, who are going to go into their next year. They're celebrating their anniversary, their birthday, coming up in September. And they've got Victoria on hand to celebrate with them. But we've got quite an interesting card starting to build for that. And I'll enlighten you a little bit more on that between now and when the event happens. But I watched this space, Discovery Wrestling. I haven't forgotten it, but I'm just not on here often enough to be able to chat about you as much as I would love to. W3L, if you're listening, we're not forgetting about you either. Give us a shout. Let us know what you're up to. And I know certainly that one of your talents has been talking to me on Twitter about doing another interview just to catch up on what he's been up to. So I'll hopefully do that very soon. Also, if it works out using this new microphone that I'm trying out tonight, then hopefully I'll be able to do some kind of face-to-face interviews in the near future as well. So I'm looking at you, Lou King Sharp. Anyway, that's all for me on this show. I'm going to start rounding things off and start heading on the journey home. It's been good to chat to you. I do miss doing this show. It's always been a very important thing in the last few years we've been doing it, and hope to be able to do it more regularly in the future. Just the way things are with my current work situation and stuff, it's not going to happen very soon. But Kai's moving back to Lincoln, allegedly, apparently, so we're going to be getting more regular shows out the best way we can, whether they're solos, duos or whatever, but we are hoping to get a panel back in place as soon as we possibly can. But you can contact the show. Please do so. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us, youruppercut@gmail.com. Drop us a tweet at the EU pod. Or, of course, we've still got our Facebook page. It's still there, facebook.com/European Uppercut Podcast. And don't forget to check out the network website, the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. And there's plenty of shows on there for you to get your ears around. Check out shows such as the all-new TTN at the Movies, CFL Easy Picks, STFU, What's on Fight, Spanish Announce Table, The Tuts Experience. It's been a bit quiet, Mr. Kiwi Tuts. Where is The Tuts Experience? You promised me when I saw you here in Edinburgh. We've got Lou Chat, Wrestling Cheers, Legends with Kai Valentine still ongoing. We've got Hanging with Heavy in its new format, which has been quite an interesting listen. Thank you, Heavy Set, for that. We've got the Eurovision Showcase, All Be Inside. And rumour has it, a show's coming back. Will Squabblebox be back on the Trending Topics Network in the next couple of weeks? You'll have to watch and see. Follow your feed for all the updates on what's happening, and make sure you follow the network on Twitter at the TTNet. Hopefully you can join us next week right here for episode 144. We will have all the fallout from both the NXT Brooklyn and SummerSlam. And if it's not Kai doing it, I will see what I can do, see if we can work something out. But we're going to try and make sure we've got something every week going forward. But anyway, that's it for now. I'm not going to hold you back. I've got things to do. I've got work to get on with. To be honest, I shouldn't be chatting to you. I should be doing work. So on that note, the living legend has left the building.